Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Tension itself is not necessarily a bad thing. Remember, the violin gets its beautiful tone because of the tension of the strings as the bow gently glides across their surface. But too much tension will snap the string. There are basically three responses to the stress or tensions of life today. The first is to ignore it. Yet there's no help in ignoring it and the trouble signs of crossness and irritability that signal trouble. Many try to ignore tension and stress, as though their systems thrive on abuse. They're the ones who jump a foot when you walk up behind them, and then they say, "You shouldn't try to frighten me like that." Others try to avoid tension. There is wisdom in learning to say no when you realize that to accept more responsibility will only subject you to added tension by indulging in activities that take your mind away from the immediate problem and your focus. Best of all, though, is learning to deal with tension, to cope with it. I'd like to give you three ways in which you can deal with tension effectively. Guideline number one, deal with tensions by putting your life in perspective. Is what you are so very nerved up over really worth the stress that you are taking? Ask yourself, what difference will it make in 100 years from now, or even 10 years from now, maybe next year? Chances are you are overrating the importance of your concern. Whenever I am privileged to walk through the ruins of ancient Rome or Athens or walk in the shadow of the pyramids in Egypt, I always have to pause and reflect upon some of the things that so concern me. Some way in the stillness of those ancient ruins, my soul cries, "It's not worth the tension." Guideline number two, deal with your tension by getting proper exercise. This is one of our great modern failures today. When you sit at a desk or go to work and you don't move more than a couple dozen steps every hour, your muscles grow tense and tight. Tension is the normal response. Even a few minutes of physical exercise help you to relax and your mind focus better. Exercise has a therapeutic effect that far exceeds the helpfulness of any tranquilizer or drug. Guideline 3. Learn to trust God with your difficulties and strive to leave your problem in His hands. Now that's the tough one. It's here we so often fail. We say we believe in the power of prayer, and we worry ourselves into tense little balls of nerves. Stomach ulcers, heart trouble, hypertension, they're the badges of our faith. Have you come to grips with the greatness of God? Or is God only a concept that has never invaded your heart and life? If you're a Christian, learn to accept the words of Scripture that say, God works all things after the counsel of His own will. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Learning that you can trust God to be God breaks the tension habit and makes you realize you are His child, He is your Father, you have a connection with heaven. When you're tense, get away from the lights of the city, sit down and look up at the stars of the heaven. Remember, they are known by the same names today they had centuries ago. Remember the words of Psalm 147:4 that tell us, God calls the stars by name, by the greatness of His might. Then tell yourself, if God can control our world, if He can put the stars in the sky, then He can help me with my problem. And when you get there, that tension habit will be broken.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.